Please be seated. Prayer can be quite a curious thing, can't it? We share the desires of our hearts, and we share the thanksgivings that we have. We express our anger or our praise, and sometimes it feels as if it is one-sided. We feel like we might be the ones calling out to God, and yet we are yearning to hear God's voice. It's not always the easiest to hear. This morning, we are going to practice listening for God's voice through the practice of the Ignatian Examine. It is a prayer in which we will take time to reflect and to discover where God has been most present to us throughout this past week. We will take time to contemplate on where we have felt most alive or grateful, and we will take time to consider those occasions in which we have felt weary or drained. At its core, this is a prayer of discernment, listening to the depth of God calling out to each one of us. Discernment is rooted in the understanding that God is always at work in our lives, inviting and directing, guiding and drawing us into the fullness of life through the reflection on the daily and ordinary events of our lives. So when practiced on a regular time basis, we can find patterns and that might be noticed of how we feel ourselves being drawn towards or away from unexpected places. We may hold questions, and we may gain clarity, or we may not. So this morning, as we pray together, we will be using a modified version of the Ignatian Examine. We've prayed this prayer before, and so it might be familiar to some. I will offer a series of reflection questions that will both look back on our week and invite us to look forward to the week ahead. Silence will be given, and we will break the silence with the song printed in your bulletin. We'll repeat this several times with one another. And so as we begin, I invite us to ground ourselves in this time and this place, to get comfortable, whatever that might mean for you, to pay attention to this moment, to seek God's presence, to close your eyes and to breathe deep and slowly, to open yourself to the Spirit and to receive the gifts that God desires to give to you. Imagine that God is with you, full of great joy and gratitude for you, and filling you with God's very breath, the Ruach, the Spirit. Breathe in God's mercy and breathe out compassion on others. Breathe in God's peace. Breathe out chaos and disorder. Breathe in God's unconditional love. And breathe out any fear or anxiety or worries. Breathe in God's grace as you inhale. And breathe out your prayers as you exhale. Breathe in and breathe out. Joining our hearts and minds in a spirit of prayer, let us sing.
Come and fill our hearts with your peace.
all that we have and all that we are is a gift of God and is a blessing to others. Think back over this past weekend or this past week. Remember the conversations, the events, the people you have encountered, the reactions you have had, the joy and the sorrow, the blessings and the challenges. Some things have gone by far too fast, and some things have lingered for far too long. What has nourished you? When did you feel most alive? What are the times that you gave or you received the most love? What or who gave you life or joy or peace? Don't choose what you think you should be thankful for. Instead, simply let the events and the people of the past week pass before your mind's eye and give thanks for all that you have been given. Give thanks that God has been with us and present with us in our times of thanksgiving. And we also remember the things from this past week that have caused us grief or anxiety. We recall the moments where we were the least happy. We consider the times we felt life draining from us. We recognize the times we gave and received the least love. And as we think back on all that happened this past week, the conversations and the thoughts, the actions and the reactions, we ask God to reveal our anxious thoughts. Notice anything that is particularly strong or anything that you would like to keep hidden in the shadows. And as you pray, take note of these emotions, but try not to interpret or justify them. Allow God to simply meet you in the midst of where you are and to be present with you in these memories. God is present with us and full of compassion on all of us in our turbulent and broken world. Just as God has been present with us in this past week, God will be present with us in the week ahead. So as we turn our attention to the future, imagine God's concern for the world, so as to be inspired by a vision of the world as God desires it to be. Offer your hopes and your concerns to God. Give yourself to God's care and rest in the comfort of God's everlasting love. Receive God's grace that transforms our lives into the image of Christ. God is present with us when we are thankful and when we are not, when we are full of joy and when we are filled with sorrow, when we feel alive and when we are most drained. So as we remember these things that we have noticed, simply ask God, what are you trying to tell me? What have you heard in the silence? Perhaps a word, a thought, a scripture, an image? Are you being called into something? Where there is evil, let us speak out. Where there is pain, let us heal. Where there is indifference, give us strength to care. And where we are divided, draw us together. O God, in your goodness, you pour out on your people all that is needed. So make us bold in asking, thankful in receiving, tireless in seeking, joyful in finding, that we may always proclaim your coming kingdom with mind, body, and spirit until you come again. And together we pray, our Father and Mother in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.